And now to Charlotte, North Carolina, where police officers are trying a new tactic to help build trust in their communities. As Lisa Wharf of member station WFAE reports, it involves a lot of conversation and some role playing.
Usually police simulators are tucked away in training academies. Not this one. It's in a middle school gym. A crowd of 100 people watches Captain Rob dance as he leads a teenager through a simulated traffic stop that goes bad.
You look a little bit shook up here, and it's not even the real thing, right?
My hand is shaking right now.
Yeah, we can see it. You shot 24 times. Did you realize that?
No, it was so quick.
It's part of the effort to bridge the disconnect between what police do and how people see it. Most of the attendees are African American, many from surrounding neighborhoods with crime problems.
Let's give it up for them again.
It's not that easy to pick out the officers from the crowd. For the most part, they're wearing jeans and khakis. Charlotte hasn't seen the intense unrest of other communities spurred by high-profile police shootings of black men. Still, the department wants to be ahead of the problem and address the mistrust that is out there. Sean Corbett, a barber who came up with the idea for the forums, role plays with the officers.
Do I look like I break into houses or sell drugs or rob people? No, I got on my school uniform. So why are you bothering me?
In 2013, a white Charlotte police officer shot and killed an unarmed black man. The officer was arrested right away, his manslaughter trials this summer. That incident didn't come up during the forum, but the recent shooting in North Charleston, South Carolina, did. Charlotte Chief Rodney Monroe says murder is murder. There's no reason to shoot a fleeing man who appears to be unarmed. Attendee Yasmin Young asks,
what is the process of weeding out those officers who are just bad thieves?
Monroe tells the crowd that identifying those officers is partly up to them by filing racial profiling complaints to police.
If someone treats you or mistreats you in a way that you do not believe is correct, you have to say something. African-American males between the ages of 16 and 25 years old are the least likely individuals to ever complain on a police officer.
African-Americans get searched the most by police. That's according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. In Charlotte, Monroe says many of those stops happen in crime-ridden areas. Officers say they have to question people, even if they're not involved in a crime. Bobby Howard has been stopped and searched a lot. He's frustrated.
Most neighborhoods, they always pull you over. They stop you, they frisk you, because they say you're in a drug-infested area. Okay, well, everything's drug-infested. So if that's the case, you can stop anybody anytime. You know what I'm saying?
Howard doesn't leave the forum with a better opinion of police. He does have a clearer sense of the challenges officers face. He plans to tell people in his neighborhood, if stopped, to always keep their hands where police can see them. After all, he says, officers have their own fears. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.